Here we're going to talk about an obligation that a woman has to daven. To what extent does a woman have an obligation to daven? And to what extent is that obligation similar to a man's obligation to daven? So in order to discuss a woman's obligation to daven, we first have to know what a man's obligation to daven is. There are two sources in Shas, two primary sources in Shas, that relate to the requirement to daven. In Tainus Daf Beis, the Gemara Darshins, Laves Hashem Elokeichem, Lo'avdo B'chol Levavchem, what is Avodah Shebelev? Zuhi Tfila, a pasuk in the Torah. Zuhi Tfila. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chaf Aleph, contrasts Tfila on the one hand with Kriyas Shema Birchas Hamazon on the other hand, suggesting that Tfila is only Darabanan, whereas Kriyas Shema Birchas Hamazon is Daraisa. So you get sort of opposite indications from these two Gemaras. How do the Rishonim deal with it? The Rambam in the very first parak, very first halacha of Hilchos Tfila writes, Mitzvah Saseh L'Espalel B'chol Yom Shenem Ravavatam Hashem Elokeichem, that it's a mitzvah da'oraisa to daven every day, as we learn from the pasuk Vavatam Hashem Elokeichem, and Mipi Hashmua Lamdu, that avoda is tfila, la'avdo b'chalavavchem, avoda shebelev is tfila. And he says, however, the number of tfilos one has to say each day is not min haTorah, that is only midrabanan. But the fact that there has to be something, some basic statement of tfila, in any which language, in any which way you want to say it, some basic statement of tefillah, that is a din d'oraisa. Therefore, the Rambam writes in Halacha Beis, lefichach, nashim va'avadim, chayavin b'tefillah, lefishim etzei shalo azman grama. It applies every single day. It could be at any time during the day. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa that is not time bound. And therefore, women are obligated in that mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvos HaSei Hei, disagrees. He says, no, La'avdo B'chol Levavchem is not about tefillah. It's about our general attitude towards serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it should be with energy, with passion, without a hirhurim ra'im, without ulterior motives. It should never be, the Ramban says, very interestingly, it should never be, oh, we serve Hashem because, hey, who knows, maybe there really is a God, and maybe this is right. No, it should be because we actually believe it. We're not just, you know, trying to cover all our bases, you know, where we'll go to a mosque one day, and we'll get a... No, we actually believe it. That's what B'chol Levavchem means. What about tefillah? What about the fact that the Gemara Darshan is about tefillah? Asmachta, it's an asmachta bi'alma. Or maybe even if it does refer to tefillah, but it's only, says the Rabban, shenilmul Torah v'shenispa'ilav be'es hatzaros. When there's a shas tzara, an es tzara, that's when we have a chiv daraisa to daven. But there is no chiv daraisa to daven every single day. The Rambam in the first paragraph of tefillah goes on to say that once we went into Galus and we didn't know Hebrew so well and we didn't know how to daven properly and we didn't know how to formulate tefillos, so Ezra, Beis Dino, came along and they formulated Shmona Esrei with the basic format of the first three brachos of Shevach, the last three of Hodah, and the middle brachos as Bakashos. And we became fluent in that manner of tefillah. Okay, where does this leave us when it comes to women? So the Mishnah Brachos is explicit. Nashim chayavos b'tefillah. Women are obligated to daven. Tefillah in the Lashon of the Mishnah means Shmona Esrei. So even though typically women are pater from mitzvah seishazman grama, that's the rule, but Rav Shechter often likes to point out that the rule is women are pater from mitzvah seishazman grama. The exceptions are Kiddush and Matzah and v'chule v'chule. There are more exceptions than there are the rule. There are a grand total of six mitzvah seishazman grama that women are in fact pater from. So maybe tefillah, even though davening Shmon Esrei is a mitzvah shasman grama, but maybe it's an exception to the rule. So how do we plug it in according to the different Rishonim? Well, according to the Rambam, women are obligated in the mitzvah of tefillah midoraisa. They're just not obligated in the specifics midrabanan. Why? Because the din doraisa is not zman grama. The specifics midrabanan, that's zman grama. So women's only obligation in tefillah is to say something, some sort of tefillah each and every day, and that is how the Shulchan Aruch paskens Sim Kovav, Nashim Avadim Aval Pishab Turim Mikriyashma, Chayavim B'tefillah Mipnei Shehi Mitzvah Sasei Shelo Azman Grama. They're chayiv in tefillah because it is not time-bound. However, the Aruch HaShulchan explains that according to the Rambam, this chayiv is just once a day and can involve saying anything. anything. Moda'ani, Ribbono Shalom, please make my kids behave today. Anything, any form of tefillah would count for the Shitas HaRambam. However, the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkat and Dalit and Simchat Vav over there points out that according to the Ramban, where there is no mitzvah midaraisa to daven, the entire mitzvah is, at least every day, the entire mitzvah of davening each day is drabanan, and they instituted it as a zman grama, one would have assumed that women would be entirely putter. But the Mishnah says that they're chayiv. What's the explanation? The Rambam, we have an easy explanation. They're chayiv in the daraisa, they're putter from the drabanan. But according to the Ramban, what's the explanation that they would be chayiv? Why would they be chayiv? The whole institution of tefillah is only midrabanan, and it's all zman grama. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because tefillah involves rachamim, and women need rachamim as much as men do, and therefore tefillah is one of those exceptions to the rule of mitzvah shazman grama. So it turns out, according to the Ramban, because the Ramban holds that by rights, women should have been entirely putter from tefillah, but we know that that's not true, it turns out he's much more machmir than the Rambam was. It turns out that women are chayiv in whatever men are chayiv in when it comes to tefillah. They need the rachamim just like the men. So they have to daven Shmona Esrei as well. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah concludes women should daven Shachris and Mincha, but they don't have to daven Maariv. He says tefillah Arvis Rishus. Shachris and Mincha, though, they absolutely have to daven. Rashi's shita, interestingly, is that women are obligated in mitzvahs asei derabbanan shazman grama. Any mitzvahs asei daraisa shazman grama, the rules women are pater. But maybe mitzvahs derabbanan shazman grama, they'd be chayiv, because all mitzvahs derabbanan are all from, Maram Shik explains, all from lo sasur. Lo sasur is a lo sasay. Women are chayavos in all lo sasays. So maybe they're chayiv in all mitzvahs asei derabbanan shazman grama. Ooh, if that's the case, the Aruch HaShulchan says in Simon Kovav Siv Zayin, they should daven three times a day, because that's a mitzvah say midrabbanan shazman grama. So women should daven three times a day, even Maariv. I don't think the minhag is that way, but that's what the Aruch HaShulchan points out. He says even Tosfos would say that they have to daven because rachamin inhu. So it seems that the common practice is that women do, according to the Rambam, women would only have to say something. Common practice is women say Shmon Esrei. Really, Mishnah Berurah writes what they should be saying is Shmon Esrei of Shachris and of Mincha. Why is it that so many women, especially after they get married, do not do that? They do not daven both Shachris and Mincha. So there are different explanations that are offered. The Kleisenberger in his Tshuvas in Archaim Sim Kuf Chav Aleph says, well, you know, women are extremely busy taking care of children, so they're osik b'mitzvah, they're osik in the mitzvah of being megadol b'neiyam, and therefore they're patur min ha-mitzvah, they're patur from the mitzvah of tefillah. Or alternatively, he suggests, the Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Amud Beis says, lom yamar adam as atzmo im yachol l'chavein yispalel. The person has to assess before he begins to daven, am I going to be able to have kavana? If the answer is yes, then daven. If the answer is no, don't daven. It's going to be a waste of time. So a woman who's taking care of children, even if you leave out osik mitzvah, very often the answer to that basic self-assessment question is going to be no. I'm not in a shul, I'm not in a place that really lends itself to proper tefillah. I have kids screaming, I have very likely I will not be able to have kavana. In the biography of the Chavetz Chaim's son writes that his mother never davened when the children were young because his father, the Chavetz Chaim, told her that she doesn't have to, she has to be, because she's busy with Gidul Abanan, so it's not necessary for her to daven. Where the idea came from that girls don't say tachnun, I have no idea. That's not abundantly clear. There is such a concept out there that women believe that they're chayiv in tefillah, shmon esrei, but not tachnun for some reason. I have no idea where that comes from. There are a lot of misconceptions about tachnun. Maybe that should be a different time in halacha shiur. All the misconceptions about tachnun. Okay, what about other parts of tefillah? We've been talking about shmon esrei. So kriya shema, the Shulchan Aruch is explicit in Siman Ayin Sif Aleph, Nashim Avadu Peturim Kriya Shema, Mimreshi Mitzvah Shazman Grama. It's a Mitzvah Shazman Grama, so obviously they're part from Kriya Shema. However, it's a really good thing to do, says the Shulchan Aruch, to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. They should say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad in some way or another, be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. So that's what the Rama says, V'yikru L'Pachus, Pasuk Rishon. At least say the Pasuk Rishon of Kriya Shema. That din, though, of Kabbalah Salmach Shemayim that women have to do is not within the Zman Kriya Shema. It could be whenever. Once a day, they should be Mekabel Salmach Shemayim. Men have to say Kriya Shema within the Zman Kriya Shema. That's something a lot of men aren't careful enough about, that we have to say the Kriya Shema within the Zman Kriya Shema. They quote Rav Lichtenstein, quoted from Rav Huttner, that Rav Huttner said that if yeshiva boys knew that missing Zman Kriya Shema is like lighting Hanukkah candles on Pesach, then maybe they would be more careful about Zman Kriya Shema. You know, realize that it's off. It's completely, it's not the Zman of the mitzvah. You're not getting the mitzvah anymore. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis also says that they're exempt from the Birchas Kriya Shema because that's certainly Zman Grama, and the Chora, Sephardi women can't say the Birchas Kriya Shema, because Sephardi women do not recite brachos even when they volunteer a mitzvah shazman grama, unless you argue that it's only the nusach of Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvos of Tzivanu that they have a problem with, which obviously is not the nusach of the Birchas Kriya Shema. However, even though they're patur from Kriya Shema, they are obligated in Zechir Tzias Mitzrayim each and every day, because that's a mitzvah we say in the Haggadah that applies kol yemei chayecha yamim, kol, not Lavi Lemos HaMashiach, but Leilos, to include Leilos as well. So that's all day and all night, and therefore women are obligated in, ironically, the third parsha of Shema, even though they're patur from the first and the second parsha of Shema. Again, that is not Zman Grama, they can say whatever they want. Psukah de Zimra, Rabbi Kiveger says they should say it same as men should say it. Which means, if a man is very rushed and doesn't have much time, like we used to ask Rav Shechter in yeshiva if we could daven at the 8:30 minyan in yeshiva, even though Seder started at 9. He said, yeah, as long as you say Mei Yikara, that Mei Rosh, that you're only going to say Baruch Shamar and Ashrei and Yishtabach, because there's no way you can get all of davening done within a half hour. So you're going to say Baruch Shamar, Ashrei and Yishtabach. So that will be your Pesuk in the Zimra then, meaning sometimes when you're very rushed, you can whittle down Pesukah de Zimra. So women should be very familiar with that, because very often they're going to find themselves when they're very rushed. Karbanos, men are obligated in for sure, and women l'chora, Shulchan Aruch says that women say Birchas HaTorah, right? Shulchan Aruch Sim Mem Zayin says women say Birchas HaTorah. Why? They're not chayiv in Talmud Torah. Why are they saying Birchas HaTorah? Birchas HaTorah says because they have to say Karbanos. Everyone's chayiv in Karbanos. Why is everyone chayiv in Karbanos? Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, Rav Shechter often likes to quote, points to the Gemara that says that Avram Avinu wanted to know, but how do I know my children are going to Yarshan Eretz Yisrael? Kodesh Baruch says, B'zchus HaKarbanos. Avram Avinu says, yeah, that's great when there's a Beis HaMikdash. What about when there's no Beis HaMikdash? Unashalma Parm Sfasenu. Say the Karbanos and will be Ki'ilu, you brought the Karbanos. That's for everybody. That's for everybody. It's in that Zuchus that we get Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to say everything in the Siddur in the section of Karbanos, but at least the Karban Tamid, maybe the Ketores also, you know, so some of the basics, and Birch HaShachar, L'chora, it's a davar pashut, that women are obligated in the Birch HaShachar. So as it turns out, at the end of the day, women have significant obligations when it comes to tefillah. Yeah, it's an important point to make, that when women are, many women are very interested in wanting to do certain things that were traditionally men's roles in Judaism, that the basic starting point should be those things that are for both genders, you know, that are both men. How many women daven with a minyan every day? How many women daven with a minyan shachris and mincha every day? I mean, if you have time for everything else, so there should be time for those basic. Rebbetzin Kanievsky, Allah Shalom, used to daven shachris mincha marav with a minyan every single day. You know, okay, now is that something that every woman is going to do? We're going to revolutionize the whole way people, but that should be before so many other things that are much more iffy in terms of whether they're even appropriate or not. But this certainly is something that is appropriate, and women certainly have a knack for tefillah, it seems, much more than men do, more of a spiritual push, you know, on a whole. Obviously, you can't say that for every individual, and tefillah is a very critical thing. We should all take very seriously, and women should as well.